In Haiti, there is a dramatic standoff. Gangs have surrounded the capital city's airport as one of the most notorious gangsters, a man known as Jimmy Barbecue Cherizé, gave an ultimatum.
Si communauté internationale là continue à supporter Ariel Henry,
if the international community continues to support Ariel Henry, there will be a civil war, he says. Meanwhile, Henry, the country's de facto prime minister, is stranded in Puerto Rico, unable to fly back home. NPR's Eder Peralta is following this whole story from Mexico City and joins us now. Hey, Eder.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, let's just start with the latest. What is happening in Haiti right now? And do we know what the prime minister is doing in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, look, so in Haiti, as you said, the gangs have surrounded the airport. They've shot up aircraft and they've burnt down a police station that's just outside the airport. And for the first time, really, all of the gangs, which used to fight against each other, are now working together. They're coordinating their attacks and they've made it impossible for the de facto prime minister to return. And yesterday was an incredibly dramatic day for Prime Minister Ariel Henry. He left New York and the plan was to land in the Dominican Republic, which borders Haiti. Mm-hmm. But the Dominican Republic essentially said, we don't want him here because there wasn't a plan, because they thought that there was a chance he would be stranded in the Dominican Republic for an indefinite period.
Wow.
The Miami Herald ran a story today reporting that mid-flight U.S. officials were leaning on Ariel Henry to resign. He didn't resign, and his plane ended up landing in Puerto Rico. And we only know this because the office of the governor of Puerto Rico told us. Henry has been totally silent. I've been trying to call the prime minister, but he hasn't answered his phone. And his spokesman told me simply that he could not tell me anything at all.
I'm impressed you have his cell phone number.
Yeah.
Well, what about the U.S. and all of this? Like, how have U.S. officials been responding to what is going on right now?
Well, we've been hearing a lot of mushy diplomatic language. The American ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that what they're asking from the Haitian prime minister is for him to create a, quote, presidential transitional council that will lead to elections. The State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, said the U.S. is not calling on Henry to step down, but they are, quote, urging him to expedite the transition. It's important to note the U.S. has stood firmly behind Prime Minister Henry. A lot of analysts I've spoken to say that he remains prime minister simply because of the support he gets from the U.S. So all of those mushy words and that mushy support is something to watch. Also, the U.N. Security Council is meeting behind closed doors today to discuss the situation. I imagine they'll talk about Henry's future and about the Kenyan-led peacekeeping force that was approved last year, but that has yet to materialize.
Exactly. Okay, so hearing all of this, what are the chances that Henry would actually step down?
I mean, I wouldn't place a bet on it. Remember that last year in January, Henry was trapped at the airport after police officers staged a violent protest there. But despite all the odds, Henry is still around. I spoke to Cécile Axelienne, who is the president of the Haitian Studies Association, and she teaches at the University of Maryland. And she says Henry has put everyone in an impossible position. He was appointed after the assassination of the president in 2021. He was elected. He wasn't elected. Mm-hmm. Some question the constitutionality of that appointment. So he was never legitimate, she says. But at this point, she says he can't just step down, even if that's exactly what people want.
Because if he just leaves without working to attempt to create some type of order, I worry that there's going to be even more bloodshed.
And so she says if he just leaves, a country that is already chaotic could tip into full anarchy.
That is NPR's Eder Peralta. Thank you so much, Eder.
Thank you.